martial law. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has declared that in the four regions of Ukraine he annexed, claiming it's now Russian territory, which the U.S. refuses to acknowledge. This could lead to strict censorship, give law enforcement broader power in areas, as Russia's ongoing bombings across Ukraine have left at least six people dead the past 24 hours and knocked out about a third of Ukraine's power plants. Russia's also flown nuclear-capable fighter jets over the Pacific at a time with
many NATO countries, including the United States, on edge after Russian President Vladimir Putin has alluded to his country's nuclear capabilities. NATO has been participating in nuclear preparedness drills this week and expects Russia to try its own nuclear drills as well.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Hoping to lower oil and gas prices, President Biden plans to announce the final 15 million barrels of oil be released from the strategic reserve he had already planned from earlier this year.
The president has made it very, very clear. When it comes to inflation, it is his number one economic priority.
The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the president's misusing the oil stockpile that's supposed to be for emergencies.
We are depleting our reserves. Our oil reserves do not exist to win midterms.
Rubio said that 3 weeks before Election Day during a heated debate with Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings, who's trying to unseat the senator in Florida.
The two sparred on gun control, federal budgets, and they assailed each other's character. Rubio claiming Demings done nothing in Congress, while Demings said
the senator has obviously resorted to lying, cheating, and trying to steal.
Rubio labeled Demings an extremist.
She supports taxpayer-funded abortion on demand for any reason at any time up until the moment of birth. That's what she supports. That's the extreme position here.
Demings said she supports abortion access up until fetus viability.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump will face a lot of questions today at a deposition, facing off with the lawyers for E. Jean Carroll, the author who accuses Trump of raping her in a New York City store dressing room in the 1990s. She filed a defamation lawsuit after he denied her allegations. A Russian national accused of lying to the FBI about his role in the Steele dossier that was aimed at discrediting then-candidate Trump in 2016 was acquitted at trial. Igor Danchenko was prosecuted in special counsel John Durham's probe into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia collusion probe.
Durham alleged Danchenko lied to an FBI agent four times when he claimed he received a call from an unidentified Russian male he thought was a man named Sergei Milian who had connections to Republican politics. Danchenko repeated the story about the call to a man named Kevin Helsin, a special agent, four times. Helsin was a government witness but actually defended Danchenko, telling jurors Danchenko was a valuable informant.
Fox is David Spund. In California,
a jury found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Kristen Smart. She went missing in 1996. Her body was never found. Investigators searched the home of Flores' father, Ruben Flores, and discovered an area underneath a deck where a body may have been buried. The elder Flores was tried simultaneously but separately in the case as an accessory. He was found not guilty.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In the baseball playoffs, the New York Yankees beat Cleveland to advance to the American League Championship Series. Philadelphia shut out San Diego in game one of the NLCS. The NBA season started last night, and before the Golden State Warriors beat the LA Lakers at a ceremony celebrating last season's championship, Steph Curry said on TNT,
Brittany Griner's birthday is today. She's 32 years old. We want to continue to let her name be known.
Griner is the WNBA star who remains behind bars in Russia on drug charges. The U.S. is trying to free her in a prisoner swap. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.